Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Ilona Europa. Whoa, what a show today. We have almost end of the year. Today is only 18th, but feels like it's almost 2018 right now. I don't know. I am so, so excited because this show, I think, has so much to offer. Mostly I'm bringing to the studio people with an accent, people who put accent on very important issues, people who just want to share the creativity with our listeners. Mostly, like 80%, they are artists and filmmakers, just people that, of big culture who want to share their talents with the world. But also from time to time, we are talking stuff more serious. But today is one of those situations. We'll be having amazing guests who will talk about serious stuff, but the serious stuff also will lead to something that will better the world. And that's why he's here. I have with us also in the studio a wonderful young artist. I developed her talent for the last 2 years, and we have something to share with the audience, her two new songs from the album. Then we have also two guests who just came to the studio because I just want to share a little bit of the music with people, Maurice and Maria. Like I say, Christmas is coming, but today we have a show. They are just in the studio that I need to, I think, play and describe how important day music is also to me and hopefully to people who listen. Then let's start Ilona Europa again, Accent on LA Tech Radio, 6 till 7 Pacific Time, every Monday for last 6 years, and I'm feeling, and all of us, that 2018 is the very cool year. Then maybe let's start from introduction. I don't want to mess up your name, Rajiv, but you please tell us close to the microphone, what is your name?
My name is Rajiv Tumchandani.
Okay, now people understand why I didn't want to say this name. Slowly, one more time. Rajiv, everybody can probably hear this and is familiar to our ears after 5 times. Rajiv. Right. How we spell your first name?
R-A-J-I-V.
Yes, and now please, slowly, your second name.
My last name is Utamchandani. It's actually really easy once you get the hang of it.
So no, then teach us.
Yeah, Utam.
Utam.
Chan.
Chan.
Utamchandani.
Utamchandani.
Dani.
Dani.
Yeah.
Utam Cham Dani.
Exactly.
And accent is on ni?
I guess so.
Right. Oh, you never know. I am from Poland and we have a lot of shish.
I'm not a linguist, so I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah. Then one more time, please, because I really, really think it's very important for people to find you, although you have easy way how people can find you. But maybe right away, tell us if people want to find you, how they can.
Well, we have different websites. ISSHR.org is a website for my nonprofit. We have another website called HerSummit.org. And social media, my handle is HerRajiv. Everything I do is about women's rights, so that's why I have the her in there as well.
It's just amazing because it's so cool, though. H-E-R is just an hair, spells hair. It's so clever. And, knowing even that from the men perspective and men point of view, you really are protecting what is the most important for us as a woman, just our safety. And not only safety, we'll be talking about that. But in this crazy few months that we had in America and the really important topics when it comes to trafficking, when it comes to violence, when it comes to all of these things that sometimes end of the year people don't want to hear because we all want to be very happy and bubbly and that's it. We still need to put accent on this topic. Then we have in the studio, like I said, my beautiful Abby. What is your name, full name?
My name is Abigna Gowder, but I go by Abby.
Yes, and that's easier for me. Even when I sang with her for many, many hundreds of lessons, still she's my Abby, that's how I will call. But really spell your name.
A-B-H-I, and then Gowder is G-O-W-D-E-R.
And that's very important because in January your album will hit iTunes and we are waiting for a physical copy of this album to come to our door and we are so excited. And the title of the album will be?
Another Life.
Another Life. We'll be talking to you, we'll be playing two songs from your album and we'll be finding out what's right in your life because you are just fresh student. Where are you studying? What are you studying?
I'm studying neuroscience at University of California, Riverside.
Look at you. Look at you, the 18-year-old genius. And she can sing, and she's wonderful. She's beautiful. And you have Indian roots from India?
Yes.
Originally from where you were born?
I was born in India, in Karnataka. It's like a South Indian state.
Yeah, and we even put one of your towns in the song that we'll
yes,
be playing.
Yes, we did.
And Rajiv, you have, of course, your roots are from?
Well, I am Indian, of course, but I was born and raised in the Philippines and partially raised in Hong Kong.
And then I came here. Okay, we need to find out more about that. Everybody wants to know the travels. In the studio, for a second, I just want people to meet my old friend who is here many, many times. His name is?
Ivan Smirnov.
Ivan Smirnov. He is originally from Russia, yeah. But he is a rocker from? Band?
Privet Earth, which is my project, yes.
And you are traveling like crazy. You just came back from India.
Yes, I traveled to India for the first time in my life this year, and it was amazing. It was mind-blowing. The culture is so rich, and all those beautiful women with saris, and the music, the artists I worked with, and everything, the monsoon
Why
season.
India? Why India? You have a connection, yes, with India?
My wife was born in India, and in Madras, and now we have a son, Alexander. He's a mixture of everything.
And so that's what I'm saying. How this can happen? I cannot predict moments like that in life that we all are right now in the studio. And also in the studio, we have a singer-songwriter, wonderful new friend to Accent On, and of course, Ilona Europa. He wrote a song. His name is Rob.
Rob Wright.
And he wrote a song, State of Emergency, yes. Which, if you can very fast tell us.
I wrote this song for my hotel. It's basically about the place I stay. I live in Oxnard, California. I'm from Ventura County, but right now Ventura County, like, it was a couple of days ago, but like Ventura County, as we know, was on fire pretty much. So I wrote a song based on how I was feeling about the situation because my apartment complex burned down. So so I was staying in a hotel at the time. So then I wrote this song.
Wonderful. The name of the song is State of Emergency. I will be playing before end of the show the song. And also next week we'll be having longer interview with Rob and we'll be playing and talking about the situation. For right now, guys, I love you for stepping by. I will be also playing a short version of Ivan's songs today. Hopefully the time will allow me to do that. But thank you for joining.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Meeting my friends. And like
thank
I say,
you,
2018 is the hope year. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Rajiv. Wow, what are you studying? You are a scientist.
Mm-hmm. I'm an astrophysicist.
This is so, where this came from?
Well, I mean, when I came into this country first from Hong Kong, I wanted to actually become a professional wrestler. That was my dream and my goal.
And, how original you
I
are.
I know, right?
Good.
And my nickname as a wrestler would have been the Delhi Demon, which is hilarious. So I told my parents, I said, I got to go to California. There's a wrestling school here in El Segundo. Hmm. And they said, we'll send you to California, but you got to take some course in college. And so my brother, who came here a year ahead of me, he said, why don't you just take astrophysics? And I did, and I fell in love with astronomy, and here
no,
I am.
No. This is not like it happens, okay? Oh, just let's take some course, and you took, and now you are scientist, mm-hmm. for real. You're a teacher, you're a professor. What are you doing?
Well, so I'm an astrophysicist, I'm a professor, I'm a human rights activist. So, but a lot of the work that I do now falls within the realm of human rights activism, especially, as I mentioned, with women's rights and addressing gender-based violence around the world.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we see gentlemen, because you are very young, when it comes to me, and I can just, you are very young still. Yeah. Don't ask me how old I am, right. But may I find out your age?
I'm 32, I'm not that young.
You are. You're very, very young. And you have so much already for last few years that happened in your life, mm-hmm. because, you know, nobody wakes up one day and say, okay, I will be talking about very, very serious issues, right. and I will be protecting women, I will be trying to put focus on this issue. Where this happened? What did this happen?
Well, I think I've always been concerned with violence against women in some form or another. So, but a couple of things did happen that really narrowed my attention to devote my life towards addressing this. The first is the Delhi bus rape incident. This was December 16, 2012. So, I mean, in case people aren't familiar, without going into any of the graphic details, one fine evening there was a young girl with her friend who watches a movie, wants to go home, goes into a minibus, and is basically brutally raped, assaulted for hours on end. This is in Delhi, capital of India. So she died from her injuries several weeks later. I think it just shocked the world. It shocked the nation, of course. To me personally, I said, what kind of a society do we live in that allows these things to happen to innocent young women? And especially as a man, if I'm not part of the solution, then even indirectly I'm part of the problem. So that was one momentous incident that really changed my outlook with things. But, you know, life happened. I still continued with everything I was doing. And I thought, I sort of convinced myself that maybe this was a one-off thing,
yeah.
that violence against women wasn't such a big issue, that this was an unfortunate incident and it will never happen again. But then August 3rd, 2014, ISIS invades Mount Sinjar. This is in Iraq. When they invade Mount Sinjar, they separate the men from the women, basically massacre all the men, and then for the women and the girls, they sell them into sex slavery. So when that happened, and I have no connection per se with Iraq, but then I realized that, you know what, these things keep on happening again and again and again and again. And I spoke with one gentleman, and I was saying, how should I look at this, you know? I was very upset with humanity, with the world, with God. I said, what are people doing to one another? And he said, you know what? Don't look at things so negatively. Focus on the solution, not the problem. And that's after that, that changed my life. I started my nonprofit in January 2015 and have since expanded that dramatically and really focused on the solution and applying my knowledge as a scientist, being familiar with science and technology to try to address these issues.
Okay, then, my gosh. It's so serious, you know, coming out from your mouth and describing the horrible things that we know are happening all around the world, in America also. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to even turn on TV because
yeah.
I always will find that some woman got killed, raped children, right. trafficking, all this issue that we know. But like I say, this is like almost buzz, bzzz, mm-hmm. something there. And until something really, really horrible happens and shake us for a few days, you know, we are allowing ourselves to forget it,
right.
okay? You make this your life goal to make the world a better place. And again, you said you started from 2015, mm-hmm. then when you started your organization. But this is so serious and probably takes so much time
yeah.
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
How can you balance being a teacher, professor, and your really, really business side of you with this humanitarian side of you? How can you do both?
Well, I keep it under one large umbrella. Even my business, we basically organize events and conferences and consult with companies. That's all in the realm of social entrepreneurship. So we try to inspire small to medium-sized businesses to adopt some sort of social issue to their business goals. And from my standpoint, if you are a business, especially a small business, without any sort of higher calling or purpose, you'll always be average. But as soon as you adopt a social cause, you have something very special about you. So if you have customers will be more loyal. You'll have more relevance in media. You have something to talk about. So I know it's sort of, you know, human nature. We try to look after ourselves first, and that's perfectly understandable. So the point is that by helping others, you can help yourself also. And that's how I manage everything. Even the classes that I teach is also within this realm, how educators and teachers can be more involved with social issues, how youth can be more involved with becoming human rights activists. So I very carefully construct it so that even though I'm doing 1,000 different things, it still falls under the umbrella of human rights.
Very, very interesting. Abby, you are here, of course, you're a young woman. I know you are from originally, no, you are not from India. You were born in India, but, yes, you know, really, you are an American girl, young girl, and you are listening what Reggie says. This is, like, amazing, you know? Because mostly women are talking about this, I know. And now we have this very charismatic gentleman. We know it. We cannot say no to it, and you cannot say no to it, too, Rajiv. You know, you are very, very charismatic gentleman, and I saw you speaking. I know, you know, a little bit about you more and more, and please, everybody, check one more time your Facebook page or website. Could you give us one more time?
ISSHR.org. That's my nonprofit. HerSummit.org. It's my other organization, and then my social media handle is just HerRajiv.
Yeah. Then what I'm saying, Abby, you are 18. You practically are a perfect person that Rajiv would talk to, yes, if you want to talk about these issues. Mm-hmm. How, because I know it's not only young girls and ladies coming when you speak. Mm-hmm. You have also a lot of gentlemen, yes. But mainly you want to connect with youth, yes?
Right.
Okay. Tell me, from the idea to the speaking engagement, how you can produce shows or your appearances and make people come to listen to you. Because I know that you are very serious and you have a really serious people who are coming and speaking and talking to your youth too. Just, I want to know, because, you know, everybody said, oh, you know, I'm working with this nonprofit, their nonprofit, and they do amazing stuff. But you are so devoted, so dedicated to it. And that's almost like, I don't know how many percentage I can dedicate from your life, but seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Then, okay, then tell me your day, okay? If you have something that you want to create in the future, speaking engagement and the topic, you're putting everything by yourself, or you have people who are helping you?
I have a lot of volunteers and partners who help. So even though I shoulder a lot of the burden on my own, I couldn't do it with the team that I have. I mean, there are people that are really dedicated to this. I mean, we do a lot of, you know, for example, coding, creating new software. I couldn't do that on my own. So I work with a team of people in Delhi that actually do that for me. Organizing these events are
coding.
Next, yeah.
So or
basically,
software,
right, new software to? That we actually donate to law enforcement to combat human trafficking and sexual assaults. So we code it for smartphone applications, you know, desktop platforms, cloud-based platforms, and so on and so forth. And I don't code. So I create the flow chart and, you know, the initial mock-up designs.
But is this your idea? Did you come out that they really need something new? They need to have in the programs, and somebody needs to give it to them to make the life easier, that they can really focus on what they do better. But, you know, the intelligent part of it need to be helped with. But again, you wake up in the morning because you need to be self-motivated. I think when you're a humanitarian, you always, like, you're thinking constantly. You cannot probably stop thinking.
Right.
Then how is your day? Tell me, how is your day?
Well, I mean, I first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I work out. I wake up actually fairly early, about 5:30 in the morning. So I go either to the gym for a jog, stretch, do everything. And then usually most of my day is filled with meetings, whether I meet with law enforcement agencies, schools, universities, different businesses. That's most of my day that's there. And in the evening, I catch up on all of the documentation that we need to make to really further everything. Because there's so many people that we work with. People need proof that something works. People need strategies. People need proposals. We are bringing more partners into all of the work that we do. So all that requires constant communication, emails, Skype calls. At least two or three times a week, I will dedicate my entire morning to visiting safe homes and homeless youth shelters, battered women shelters. This is when I teach them astronomy. So that's about two or three days a week in the mornings that I devote to that.
Wow. Abby, he's just amazing gentleman, but astronomy and trafficking and safety, please tell me, this is like almost creativity, very artful. You know, to put together how you send your message to young girls' minds through the stars.
Right.
Tell us your idea and why you think it's easier by science to get into the hearts or mind and teach them how to protect themselves, or teach them not being worried, or teach them how to be smarter and educated. What is your goal?
Well, so I think as human beings, we are all have this innate curiosity. We look at the stars and say, what exactly were you looking at? You know, we're mystified by them.
Yeah.
So most people, because of everything that happens on our little planet, forget about the stars and the bigger universe. But when you open up those horizons and when you teach them what is actually in the night sky, it kind of just unravels all these different aspects of themselves that they never knew they had, and they're wondered. So even if for those 2 or 3 hours that I teach them, my accomplishment is that they just forget about their lives for a few hours, that's already a great victory, you know, because they're under a lot of stress, whether they are victims of trafficking that are living in the safe home rehab program for a year or 2 years, whether they're homeless youth that just kind of come in and out of the shelters. I want to comfort them for those few hours as much as I can. I want to also instill some form of perspective that despite everything that's happening in this world, all the hardships that we encounter and that they have encountered, I have no right to tell them that, you know, whatever you went through is okay, because I haven't gone through that. I have no right to say such things. But I can share my knowledge of the universe and the cosmos and say, you know what? Whatever's going on is really happening on one small rock revolving around one average and tiny star, and that there are billions and billions of other stars out there and billions of other galaxies as well. So that at the end of the day, we're just one small part of this giant cosmos. So it's okay, you know, let's just live our lives to how we can do it to the fullest, and be a part of this giant universe that we're at.
Mm. Do you think... by letting them looking up to the skies and just understand maybe universe a little bit better, you bring them hope or calmness? Or
exactly.
Because mostly they went through hell.
They did. And of course, it's a supplement, right? So they are already going through their rehab and their programs with the shelter itself. So this becomes some sort of an addition to that. And I show them videos and pictures. We go out on field trips and they're like, wow, you know, this is just the coolest thing they've ever seen when they look at a high-resolution image of a galaxy or a video of Jupiter or of one of our rovers on Mars. It just blows their mind away. I think anybody who looks at those things will be wondered and then just look at them and just be surprised at what that is, you know? And certainly, I think, almost unanimously, it just provides them with some great source of comfort and wonderment.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And it's very unexpected in a way, because you are approaching this subject from completely different corner. And I think it's just beautiful.
Thank you.
I cannot wait when you start writing books. You probably already do.
I'm writing a book now, yes.
Oh, gosh. You know. And I would like, we'll be talking a little bit more. I would like to talk about hair, of course. H-E-R,
exactly.
My spelling. And I would like to tape a little bit, because I have some people that I would love to introduce you to. Mm-hmm. Then, obviously, we have our show that will be, link will be posted tomorrow. And people can listen and people can find you if they want to just, you know, talk to you a little bit more. And of course, we want to talk a little bit with Abby about her album and just bring some point of view from 18 years old a girl to the topic that we are talking about. Then, Abby, this is pretty serious stuff. We will be playing your songs. I picked 2 songs, of course, Bollywood Dreams, because just we are celebrating India and India roots and just life. And also I have another song, then It's Not Your Fault. It's about heartbreak and everything what comes with it. But when you listen to Rajiv, what comes first to your mind?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important that it's, like you said, it's men who are also aware of the subject, because you hear a lot about women talking on the subject and being feminist and everything, and you don't really hear men doing the same thing. So, like, a lot of people in our generation especially look up to other people, and if other people are not doing it, are not their role models, they won't do it. Does that make sense? So when people from our generation look up and there's a male who's talking about these subjects, they also feel more inclined to do so and be more self-aware.
Wonderful. What is HER?
HER is Humanity, Education, Rights. It's really an acronym that I came up with because everything I do is about women's rights primarily, but it's not exclusively women's rights, right? We're all human beings, and when you talk about violence such as sexual assault, human trafficking, men and boys suffer from that as well.
Yes.
So therefore, humanity education rights really encompasses everything that we do. We concentrate on the person, making the person whole. That's the humanity aspect. Everything that underlies all of our mission and goals is in education. If we didn't do this in the first place to one another, we wouldn't have to do such work. So that lies in constant and long-term education, and then rights, of course, preserving the rights of a human being, and all of us should live without worry of our rights being violated. And hopefully, if ever we achieve that goal in the future, that's what we're trying to achieve.
And you are reaching out to a big group of people, and you have also people who are coming and speaking on this topic with you.
Right.
Recently, you had some...
I had a summit.
Summit,
yeah.
Yes.
And
this is your second one, yes?
Yes, exactly.
It's your second one. And you had a nice guest.
Yeah.
I can say nice, but very important one.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit more about your summit?
Well, the summit is a social entrepreneurship summit. So we want people to be more comfortable with talking about human rights issues. And there's basically a growing distance between global issues, especially pertaining to human rights, and what we would say the average citizen or the average business. And we want to bridge that gap. So we want to say that if you have a business, if you're even working for a company, that you don't have to feel so powerless. And this summit is all about that. It's all about bringing people together, leaders and pioneers who've done their due diligence, who are successful, wealthy, and can lead by example and share their ideas and how they've gotten to where they are and how other people can follow that same path.
Wonderful. And if you want to find you one more time, could you give us a link? I really want people to know your name.
Thank
one
you.
More time. Could you pronunciate your name?
Rajiv Uttamchandani. And my nonprofit's website is isshr.org. My other organization's website is hersummit.org. Social media handle is @herrajiv.
Wonderful. We'll take a little bit break for the music, and we'll continue with our topic. Right now, Abby.
Hello.
Thank you for coming to the studio, because you are in San Diego mostly, yes? You just came.
Riverside. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Riverside. You are in San Diego, in Riverside. Again, what is your university?
University of California, Riverside.
Wow. In 3 years from now, 4 years, what you will be, you think?
Well, I want to go into medicine. So, yeah.
Wonderful. I don't know, you know, you have Rajiv here. Maybe one day you will bring him to your college and he can speak.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think we can organize that. We can just focus on these issues. Very, very important. But we were working for last 2 years very, very hard, and we were creating album for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe we'll start from the happy song. Is this okay? What about Bollywood Dreams? What memories you have when it comes to this one?
Well, I mean, like you said, this is a very happy song, and it's like a merging of two cultures. It has a lot of Indian elements in it, so I think it's one of the cooler songs in the album.
Wonderful. Then let's do that, and then we'll finish with sad song. Sad song, but then a little more happy.
stop lights, red light on the road, no one can find. I'm not a stranger to these dangerous games. I'm a stranger to bet my life in Russian roulette game. Never thought you'd take my breath away. Your smile melt my pride away. I'm speechless, dying. All I'm thinking is you and I. Take me to Bangalore, Shimoga, all the time. In my American dream, stricken and molded with scenes. I'm not a stranger to these dangerous games.
Thank you so much. I just want to put accent on a really very important issue, the music, stars, astronomy, books, culture. This is so important when we try to overcome trauma. Music, playing instruments, letting children dream, young people also seeing the future, you know, and we have this young, beautiful girl, 18 years old girl, from 16 years old. I know she's very serious what she's studying and what she wants to be in life. She'll be helping so many people, being a doctor, neurosurgeon. And, but, you know, on another hand, also, it's so important for you to dance, to learn classical way of singing, India way. You call this?
It's Indian classical music, Carnatic music.
I was very close. Then also, you know, every influences that you have from Western music. And we had a twist because we really want to merge our cultures. I am from Poland. You know, you are, of course, from India and America. And you are world. You are like man of the world, probably. But also India roots. And we had a moment ago, Ivan from Privet Earth. He's originally from Russia. He's here, of course, for many, many years, and he's creating songs that are bigger than life, all wonderful message about help and being, you know, loving each other and just helping world to be a better place. Then we had also Rob Wright, who wrote this amazing song about state of emergency. I will try to play snippets, and next week we'll be having full interview with both of them. And then your topic, who, you know, is so dark and so, Rajiv, is so scary, even. It's just petrifying, and watching movies or even reading about stuff like that make everybody just hiding under the pillow and say, I don't want to hear this. This is impossible that human can do stuff like that, you know, to another child or another woman or another boy or whatever. This is petrifying. And then, you know, you let them look into the sky. You just try to describe that we are here to live your life and horrible things happen. Somehow, I don't know, mend this heart, mend the pain, and just show them the way of maybe focus on something something else. I just don't know how, because you are talking to girls and you're talking to boys, whoever went through the trauma, and you go back home, are you very angry?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm inspired because these kids have gone through so much and yet they're there. They survived, you know, and they're trying. They're trying to make the best out of their lives. So what right do I have as a passerby, if you will, to these atrocities to go home and you know, hide under a pillow or cry? But certainly I'm frustrated because people do these things to one another. But I never let that frustration overwhelm me. I'm always inspired by talking to these youth and by seeing the tenacity and the strength of the human spirit. I'm always inspired by that.
Wow. I just want to say only thank you. I'm so thankful that I found you on Facebook. And don't know, because I have a few amazing guests who are coming here and talking about the same. And they're very, very high level, you know, in entertainment industry. They are producing right now albums with the biggest people in music industry that they want to dedicate and raise funds for the trafficking cause against trafficking violence children, all of these things. You know, I have people who are dealing with this issue, but like, I think if we all will get together and meet each other, something amazing can happen, right? Because of that, I do not know if you are in a future planning on making show you know, that we can bring artists who will dedicate their times for free, mm-hmm. you know, to raise money, raise awareness. You know, they have fans base. They will be talking. They will be singing. They will be, you know, screaming their heart out, mm-hmm. you know, against violence. But I think to find a cause and having somebody who will be able putting something together takes time. Sure. But also, maybe you are the one. Maybe my friends who are working on this topic, which I hope I will bring all of us together for another show, then maybe we can create something in 2018 that will be bigger than life. Because Definitely. Our hearts and, of course, artists, they just want to sing, they want to share their talent and time, you know, right. for something that's worthwhile to scream about.
Right. You okay. know, the first week of February is World Interfaith Harmony Week. Okay. So we're actually organizing a walk along with some other, you know, events during that entire week.
Where this will be?
This will be in LA itself.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what we're trying to do is raise awareness for these atrocities that are happening around the world, primarily what's happening in Burma right now. So if people don't know, because the media hasn't really covered that, but there is a genocide that's happening in Burma currently against the Rohingya Muslims. So the native Burmese population, they're Buddhists. They basically massacred thousands and thousands of Rohingya Muslims who've been forced to flee to Bangladesh, and in the worst way imaginable. You have reports, and again, not to get too graphic, but reports of women being tied to rocks and trees, gang raped by 10 or 15 soldiers, basically murdered on the spot, young kids being thrown into fire pits as their mothers are being raped. Men and boys have been raped and assaulted as well. So this is happening now as we speak, and there's a deep-rooted religious factor, again, Buddhists against the Muslims for this particular instance. So I'm trying to get together people from different walks of life and backgrounds, different religious backgrounds here in LA, and just to walk and to actually not only raise awareness, but to put pressure on international heads of state to actually intervene and do something about this, because it's one of those things that it's beyond the reach of a person. Again, you have to talk about some form of military intervention or forced intervention from international powers that way. So it's very important. This is something that we'll do. We're sending letters as well to heads of state, to Congress, to the sheikhs and kings in the GCC nations to see what they can do to help with this issue, because it's escalating. So, yeah.
I'm speechless. I think you are one of the most serious, you know, guests that I have. And this topic is so big, and the scary stuff going on in life is all around the world so big. Then you right. think, like, okay, every corner that you try to talk about something else in another country is happening even worse things. You know, these things, Bangladesh, I'm so sorry. I think I didn't even know
yeah,
that it's
it
going
hasn't
right
really
now.
Been covered.
And it's not, okay, then do you have a date for the walk already?
Not yet, but I'll update that as soon as
please,
I confirm.
Please, you need to tell me,
yes.
and we'll be, of course, talking about it too. Maybe you'll be even in the studio before all this work will happen.
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's hard transition, but again, we are here to just bring the hope, you know, and bring the focus on the good and the talent that I have in the studio. Just is for this reason, and I'm very proud of her achievements, about her smartness. I know you are visiting India. Yes, you were not long ago. When did you last time visit?
This summer, like July, August.
This summer. I know that Ivan mentioned that everything about India was the most beautiful, the most colorful experience of his life. Do you see India the same way from the eye of 18 years old girl?
I haven't really lived there for a long time, enough to really see the bad. So yes, when I go there, all I see is the color and the beauty of it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you, when last time did you visit?
I was there last year in August. Mm-hmm.
Then do you see the good or the bad?
Both.
You do.
Always. As everywhere, right? Even here in downtown Los Angeles, you see the good and the bad. You see the dichotomy between, you know, middle class, upper middle class, the rich, and the homeless, for example. So you see that dichotomy over there. You see children on the streets. You see, again, when I do go there, I visit safe homes and I interact with victims of human trafficking, because India is such a dense country in terms of population. The numbers are just by nature higher. So It's overwhelming, you know. But again, I see the strength of the people, and I love Bollywood, you know. I love Bollywood music, and I dance to Bollywood as well. I'm not very good, but at least I try. So again, there's no culture that's innocent from promoting violence or being part of that. No industry is innocent of that, but people are trying. There's a lot of people, especially the youth in India, that are frustrated by the things that are happening because of, you know, social media and so on. People are more aware of issues that are going on. If somebody is assaulted in a brutal way, people know about that. So that level of frustration is increasing, which a lot of organizations and youth are translating into a positive energy to actually try to do something about these issues. So when I visit schools, for example, the kids there are very receptive to being global citizens and to trying to change laws and policies and trying to be a more active part of social justice and social causes. So in that way, as always, I'm incredibly inspired.
God, he's charismatic. He speaks so beautifully. I just can listen to you. And I think
you
have a gift. You have so big a gift because you really describe everything so beautifully. And it's very important. People who speak sometimes, sorry, can be boring. You know, it doesn't matter what they are talking about.
Right.
But I want to listen, I want to know. And I'm just really, really proud of you. Proud of you. My gosh.
Thank you. Anyway. It's very sweet of you to say.
Yeah, you know, and you'll be back. I promise. We'll be back. We need to talk. We need to scream. We need to do anything that we can do to really point to this direction, how to make children's life, women's life better and improve this world. There's so much to be done, you know, but I don't know if so many of you running around the world. I just hope they are, but what can I do? I can only speak about this and write another sad song, which this one, nice transition, Ilona, it's called It's Not Your Fault, yes, and it's a beautiful song, really. It's sad, but yeah, heartbreak. It's very sad.
So deeply, so helpless to make it last. It's not a fault. We are close, but far away, but far away from living in our dreams. You know, I know sometimes love is not the answer. When it comes to late, leaves the door unlocked, no entry for you and I. It's the time to say the start. You know, I know.
sometimes love is not the answer. When it comes too late, leaves the door unlocked, no entry. For you and I, it's the time to say.
So beautiful. I wrote the song for myself, never recorded. You did the song, recorded so beautifully. You are so talented. I have in the studio two amazing human beings, you know, so wonderful souls, you know.
I just say three amazing human beings.
Oh, thank you so much. But I'm so, so proud of both of you. I don't even know what to say. How it's just end of the year and meeting passionate people, people who are so smart. You both are so smart beyond an even description. I know you are the future. You are the future in the making also, Rajiv. And you, your passion for the tough, trying to remove the ugly from the world, it's not so easy. Do you think this is part of our human being to be bad?
I think we all deal with that, right? We all have a bright and dark side and within us. And sometimes we think thoughts that we want to do something bad to someone or we want to harm somebody else. But as long as we have that solid foundation, whether it be our upbringing, education, our knowledge of society and the world, we can suppress those darker emotions and sides and be responsible to one another.
Educate.
Exactly.
Bring culture, education, exactly. And just... I don't even know what to say. I can say I repeat this line three times maybe, but this subject is bigger than life for my head for sure. But I'm so happy you're trying to really make the world a better place.
Thank you.
You will be back. You will be back and we'll be continue talking. We'll be talking a little bit, you know, from the point of religion, from the point of from so many angles for this topic. Then I would love you to come back. And the same with Abby. Abby, we have six songs on the album. We heard two. Then obviously you need to come two more times minimum. But I know you have better things to do called studying. We didn't even have time to put a website for you. You know, it's just no time for that. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I think your life is right now about studying. We did a great job. I hope Rajiv loves it. And
I do.
and again, we have this talent who can just give her talent away to any beautiful gatherings where it's appropriate for her and she can do it. And artists that we met before, me too, all my people that I know, they will love to help with any cause that is worthwhile. And this one, you know, everybody needs to know your organization. Could you give us a link one more time?
ISSHR.org, hersummit.org, and herrajiv.
Wonderful. And Abby, I know you have Facebook, but I cannot even find you.
Basically all the social media, it's just AVHIGOWDER.
It's pretty private. We need to change that.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. Yes, but again, she's only 18. Then she has right to focus on the school. That's what we want you to be. But I'll take care of your music, and hopefully something wonderful will happen in 2018 for you too. For right now, I know we have these two songs that I promised to play, and they're important songs. California is burning. We have fires everywhere. Then the song just got written in a hotel by Rob Wright, who's, you know, he was watching practically when his complex was burning. That how scary is this? But song is beautiful. I will play part of the song, and then next week we'll be hearing interview with him again.
Breaking news in Southern California, where thousands of firefighters are waging an all-out battle against six major wildfires now. President Trump declaring a state of emergency, those fires burning from Ventura County right down to San Diego County.
This hillside is gone. It is just blackened earth. At the very top, you see what used to be homes.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to hide. It's okay to feel tonight. It's okay to grieve. It's okay, just breathe. We're all still human beings. We can pick back up tomorrow. It's a temporary thing in our life that we see. I see new dreams come out of sorrow. An extraordinary thing, just believe.
Just found more homes that were destroyed. Brian, my photographer, and I just arrived on the scene, and look at these apartments here. Now, North Kalorama, you can see fire crews are just dousing this building right now with a massive water cannon, and they're drenching it. And I can show you why.
I see my city burn to the ground. My favorite place is out gone, nowhere to be found. I see my city. It's okay, my friends, we begin again. Now it's time to...
More next week. And also, I need to play a little snippets of the song. That's why they call it, maybe? I think that was end of the song. But anyway, Privet Earth. Ivan is originally from Russia. He has a very beautiful way of presenting music to the world. And a little bit, that's really premiere.
You said, I'm just a dreamer. A Christmas believer, so why are you still standing here? I wonder if we could just calm down, stay put and look around, breathe in this April in the air.
Maybe I wanna stay in this moment forever, and maybe it's you. That's why they call it.
You said you had it with love now. You've learned how to be cold now. But why are your eyes so wet? So let's play those old tapes and...
If people want to hear more, please tune in next week to Accent on LA Talk Radio with Ilona Europa, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Really, for today, this is end of our show. And I would love to say again, thank you so much for coming. Abby.
Hello.
Abby Gauder. That's what I want to say. And Rajiv.
Rajiv Uttamchandani. Thank you so much for having me, Ilona.
Thank you. You will be back. I love you both. And I don't know. Okay, Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss. 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 Eternal Kiss. That's my song and 20 seconds of it.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.